Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. It is a very special afternoon here at KKLA. Half off tuition for many of us that have children or even young adults that may be on their way to going to high school, for instance. We have participated with schools all over Southern California. Elementary, pre-K, middle school, high school. And maybe you're one of many families that you find yourself kind of at a crossroads. Maybe you're honestly a bit tired of waiting and looking for the right school. Maybe you've been disappointed in the past. I don't know the realities. But I do know that a private Christian school and the education that can only be provided through a private Christian school is something that so many of us will benefit in the immediate and the interim and the long term. I remember when my wife and I, we had changed areas and our son was about to enter kindergarten, and we were thinking about a private Christian school, and we found one in our area, and we did an open house. And maybe for some of you, you've got youngins and you're kind of in that place of, man, it's really hard to let them go to school and kind of drop them off. And there's good news on the horizon. Seems like things are going to slowly open up. But to have a deep faith in whether it's a principal or staff or just people in positions by which we trust them with our children. I mean, I don't know about you. You can't put a price on that. I hesitate to use the term that's overused. It's priceless, but it really is in a lot of ways. And then when we talk about the reality of paying tuition for a private Christian school, there are some that would take your breath away. I'm just being really honest here. And yet there are many schools that understand this is a reality for many families. And so the win-win, we partner with them for half off tuition, literally half the price of tuition to their school. If you've not gone to our website as of yet, please go to kkla.com, maybe now or in your ample time, and review many of the schools that are posted that are participating in half off tuition. I've got another email from somebody asking me the same question as early in the program. If there is a school in your neighborhood that's not on the half off tuition list, the question from Jennifer was, can they also do half off tuition? Here's the answer. We don't know, but we would be glad to call them and find out their circumstances, and maybe they would come alongside and partner with us and provide half off tuition for you. But the bottom line is we're here to help you and serve you. We want to bless you. I just took a walk down the hall on the break, and phones are a little quiet right now versus earlier when they were ringing and some people couldn't get through immediately. So here's the situation. If you have any concerns, any questions at all, maybe there is a specific school you want to find out more about, call us. 888-321-2469 is the number to call. 888-321-2469. If for some reason we don't pick up immediately, we will get back to you as soon as possible. That means somebody beat you to that call and the operators are on the other line. But we are here to serve you and answer your questions today. 888-321-2469. Jeremy Hoff is in studio. He is the head of school for Heritage Christian School. Jeremy, it's good to see you.
It's good to be here and good to be seen. Thank you.
It is good to see you. Yes, indeed. Share a little bit about Heritage Christian, and then I'm going to ask about your background. I know you've not always been the head of school. In fact, I know you were a dad from that perspective for a while. But first, talk about Heritage Christian.
Sure. Heritage is the merger of Hillcrest Christian School and Los Angeles Baptist School. So we're approaching 60 years in the San Fernando Valley. So it's a very exciting thing.
Share about when you were a dad from that perspective, when you first heard about Heritage and how all that went down. And then obviously you're the head of school now, so you've gone through a few transitions.
Sure. So my oldest is now a junior heading into senior. She's looking at colleges. She's been part of Heritage since first grade. We tried the public school route and wanted to give it an earnest shot. And we just saw that it wasn't going to work for us. We knew many families that were looking elsewhere. And so we just felt that was God's nudge to say, go private. And so we started with Heritage and have been there ever since, never looked back. I have four kids there in high school, middle school, and also elementary. So it's been a great place for our family, great place for our kids. And so that started, gosh, that would be about 11 years ago. And since then, I was asked to join the school board to help guide the school and kind of be a watchful eye. And when they went on the hunt for a new head of school, I was praying for that school to find the right head of school. Little did I know at the time, my name would be added to that. And so prayerfully, with a lot of prayer partners, took on that role as of this past summer. So been part of the school for a long time, love it there. Obviously, it's very personal to me, but it's really part of our family and our extended family to boot.
Jeremy Hoff is here from Heritage Christian. He is the head of school. What would you want to share? What would you like to share about Heritage Christian to the listeners that maybe in your situation years ago, maybe they're in public school now and they're thinking, okay, I want to make a change, and yet I'm afraid to make that change.
Well, the mission of Heritage is to teach from a biblical worldview. That has not changed. Our pandemic certainly changed what the classroom looks like right now. We anticipate that's not going to be forever. Prayerfully, it'll be this summer or maybe next fall when things are back to normal, whatever God would have for that. The key thing that we do is partner with parents to make sure that we are protecting the innocence of our kids for as many years as possible. That has also not changed. So the pandemic is adds some troublesome protocols that we must apply as best possible to keep people safe, to keep the spread, as many have shared. And so we're adhering to those for the protection and care of our teachers and our faculty and our families as well. But the basic mission has not changed. It's still about raising kids to be future adults, to be future leaders from a Christian worldview.
As I've had other principals in sharing about their school, the question I always ask, and take as long as you'd like, anything extraordinary about Heritage Christian or anything you want to make reference to the listeners that you absolutely believe Heritage Christian stands out?
Well, obviously, I'm the biased parent who is now an employee, so forgiving what that is. We serve the San Fernando Valley. So if you were in the Northridge, Granada Hills, or even the extended areas, we are an amazing school from a geographic standpoint. Heritage has amazing performing arts. We have a great athletic program. We have wood shop. We offer a lot of the extracurriculars that are just not available out there in many schools. Our teachers are really extended family. They look out for our students, not only academically, spiritually, emotionally, and our students benefit from that in ways that it's really hard to quantify, but you know it when you see it. And I think back to when my youngest daughter ran into trouble on the playground and not knowing how she was, whether her story was real, she just told us her side, and we raised it to the teachers, and they said, you know what, we're on it. And not only did they take care of her, but they took care of the whole class and made it a teachable moment for everyone. So although, kids can be kids, our faculty stand out because they just look out for every student in every situation, good and bad. And I just think that's amazing.
Jeremy Hoff is here from Heritage Christian in the North San Fernando Valley. Invite anybody listening right now to either reach out to you, do open house, virtual tour. I'm sure there are a lot of people that are in a season right now of praying about what is for the next season.
Sure. So our website is hcsla.org. That's the shortest website we have. It stands for Heritage Christian School Los Angeles. org. And you can also give us a call. All of our contact information is there. We do individual private tours. We just completed a campus preview that was full, lots of parents excited about what we have going on. We have another campus preview coming up in March. So however we can serve you, reach out. We'll answer any questions you have. And I know one of the biggest questions we have is about reopening. And although we are as open as possible, one of the few schools we know that is as open as possible, we intend to stay open.
Jeremy Hoff is head of school for Heritage Christian School, one of the many schools that are participating in our half-off tuition, and has been a participant for many years, I'm grateful to say.
Yes.
Jeremy, it's good to see you. Thanks for what you do.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, and thank you for what you do here at KKLA.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. We, we're going to pause in a moment. In fact, you can bring in the next principal. We'll introduce you in a moment. But I want to share with our KKLA family that we're here ideally to secure the school of your choice. Now, if you've not chosen a school, maybe this is the first time that you've heard about half-off tuition and you have questions, go to our website, kkla.com. If you click on the icon, it's got a cute little graduation hat and an apple and our logo for our radio station. If you click on that, you'll see all of these schools that are participating in half-off tuition. And there are many. So you may ask, well, how can I qualify? I'm new to the area. Half-off tuitions are purchased on a first-come, first-served basis. In other words, we want to give you lots of time to be maybe prayerful and patient, but we also want to impress upon you that certain schools don't have an unlimited amount of half-off tuitions, if you will. I was down the hall a little earlier. One school in particular sold out. I think somebody called about maybe another tuition. But again, we are impressing upon you that we want to bless you, but be as conscientious as you can. And if we can work with you, if we can help you in some way, call that number. If you have questions, if you want to find out about maybe one school in particular, 888-321-2469. 888-321-2469. And the schools are wide and varied. I got an email from a listener named Jane, and she was asking about, are there any like preschool, pre-K to, I think she said the sixth grade, and I'm like, well, they're wide and varied. So instead of emailing me, go to our site, kkla.com, and you will see all the schools listed. And if you do not know of a, if you know of a school in your community that's not listed, let us know, and we maybe will reach out to them and see if we can get them interested in half-off tuition as well. But we ultimately and ideally and above all, we want to bless you. So if we can be a blessing, let us know how and call us. 888-321-2469. 888-321-2469. Samantha Fulton is the admissions director for Christ Lutheran School in Rancho Palos Verdes. Samantha, it's good to see you again.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me on.
How long have you been at Christ Lutheran?
Me personally, this is my 12th year as a mom on campus and my 7th year as the admissions director.
And 7 years ago, when I suspect it was presented to you about possibly being the admissions director, I'm not looking for a story, but I think there's got to be a story in there going from mom to actually on staff and on the front line.
Absolutely. So my whole background was it was in sales and marketing. And our principal at the time said, you know, we don't have anybody doing marketing for the school. And just like all the other schools that look at enrollment, and that's really important to have enrollment high to keep your school alive. Our numbers were dwindling. So she asked me to see what I could do with sales and marketing for the school, and used all of my background in that to start selling our Christian school. And because I was already living into the community and loved the school, that it was just such a godsend for me and for my family that I could go out into the community and share what we had found, that we had found this amazing school with rigorous academics, everything you would expect from a private school education. But more than that, we're a Christian school. We teach from a biblical worldview. We believe God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't update passages of scripture based on what's going on in the world today, but we stand firm on God's word.
When we talk about Christian education, we can look at culture and go, well, if there's not a time that we recognize the importance of Christian education and it's now, when is it?
Absolutely. There's never been a more important time for Christian education than right now. And I think parents are seeing that maybe for the first time ever as they've been home with their children this last year and they've been able to see what exactly their children are learning. And is this what we want in front of our children? You know, I think maybe they're a little surprised with some of the things that have shown up in some of the curriculum of late, especially in LA. And parents are really looking for, laying that firm foundation. And we have a lot of believers coming to our school now saying we want a Christian education, especially with the world that they're growing up in today.
Thank you for participating in Half Off Tuition. I know there are parents, moms, and dads listening right now that maybe this is a season, as you just alluded to, they're praying about, well, I think we need to maybe look to a change, but that fear element of the unknown. Speak to those listening right now that may be considering changing schools, and obviously Christ Lutheran, I'm sure if they contact you, you'd be glad to show them, either virtual or online at school, whatever. But talk to those that may be in a bit of a season of trepidation and fear about making a different change.
The biggest thing that parents are asking me and what I see that they're looking for is somewhere safe, somewhere where they're known and they're loved, and that is what our teachers give them. Our teachers love the Lord. They take the Great Commission seriously. They want to raise up the next generation for Christ. They get to know each student personally. They're not just a number, but they are a unique child of God with a plan and a purpose that we help them discover while they're on our campus, while they're in our classrooms. And I know another concern is financial. And if that isn't something that you've worked into your budget, the half-off tuition is such a wonderful opportunity for families to take that next step, you know, help out this year, this coming year with the financials, and then work that into the budget for the following years. And I have seen how God has been faithful to provide for families who have made Christian education a priority. And it is a lifestyle decision. My family's had to make it. My daughter was K-8 at Christ Lutheran. She continues to be in a Christian school now. She's going to be in her senior year. This is something that our family has just made a priority, and God continues to provide. And when he calls, he equips and he makes a way where there is no way. And if this is something that you want for your child, do not let finances stand in the way. If there's the opportunity with the half-off tuition, but we also have opportunity with financial aid.
Last question, and you can share as long as you'd like. Obviously, you represent Christ Lutheran in Rancho Palos Verdes, and we've had scores of principals come in and scream the praises of their own schools, and I'm sure that's justified as well. But for those listening that may not be familiar, anything you want to share about Christ Lutheran that you sense is noteworthy, or just invite those listening that may be interested to contact you, anything you want to share, please do.
So we have really been able to see who we are apart from the awesome campus that I'm usually promoting at this time of the year. We do have a gym and a soccer field and a new computer lab and a science center and all the things that you would expect a campus to have. But when that's taken away from you and you're online, who are you? What are you about? And we've been able to see that we are a very strong Christ-centered community that has come together during this season to continue the mission and to come together as the body of Christ, from our teachers, our staff, and also our families who live into the Christ Lutheran community.
Amen. Samantha Fulton is with Christ Lutheran Church in Rancho Palos Verdes, one of the many schools that are participating in half-off tuition. Samantha is the admissions director. Samantha, it's always good to see you. Thank you for coming back again this year, and thank you for all you do at Christ Lutheran.
Thank you.
We will continue in a matter of moments on this half-off tuition day, 888 321-2469 is the number to call for more information. If you have a question, call us. I may even answer the phone. I'm going to walk down the hallway on this break and see how everybody is doing. But we've got operators standing by waiting to field your call and help you find a school for your son or daughter in our community for half the price of tuition. 888-321-2469, 888-321-2469. More of this special broadcast, half off tuition day, here on KKLA and the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Today is a special day here at KKLA. It is half off tuition. Just took a walk down the hallway. Phones were ringing, and we also had some open lines. So if you're just tuning in, and you're a mom and or dad, and maybe for the first time you're actually facing the realities as so many others, there's a new study out. 155,000 children, students, are leaving public schools and are opting in for private Christian education. And I think part of that may be just the sign of the times and the culture and things that are going on and parents coming to the realities that there is a unspoken value in sending a child to a private Christian school. And so whether it is for academic capabilities or just wanting to invest in your child right now and make a change that you will never, ever regret, if we can help you in any way, call us. 888-321-2469 is the number to call. Go to kkla.com. You see a listing of all the schools that are participating, whether they're elementary, K through 12, middle school. We have a wide variety of schools that say yes to half off tuition, and we are here to bless you. If we can help you make that a reality, please call us. Let us know how we can. 888-321-2469. Again, 888-321-2469. Bill Fury is in studio. He's the principal for Covenant Christian School in Orange. Bill, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Good to see you, Frank. Good to be back. Excited to be here.
Talk a bit about Covenant Christian School. And again, you are in Orange, and then we'll kind of push through on some of the things that you've been doing at Covenant Christian that a lot of schools haven't been doing. But talk about your wonderful school.
We are in our 36th year educating kids for Christ. What a blast to be on campus, see the smiling faces. I'm not sure who's more excited, the parents or the kids each day in car line when they arrive for school.
You said car line. So you're open.
Yes, sir. We are open. We've been open since day one. We applied and received a waiver before school started in late August, and we have been open since day one. Full campus. We are enjoying ourselves.
There are a lot of people listening with various thoughts on being open. Some are like, oh my gosh, I wish my school would be open. Others are like, oh, that's kind of scary. So talk about the realities of having an open school in Orange. Why have you been open?
First of all, faith over fear. That's my motto. That's exactly what I've portrayed from day one with my staff in June and July, wondering if we were going to open. We did all the work ahead of time with setting up the classrooms so that we'd meet all the protocols and safety measures that the CDC put in place. In fact, to be honest with you, Frank, they're referring schools to us because we've been open since day one and have had little to no problems regarding this nasty virus that is out there.
You've been principal at Covenant Christian for how long?
3 years. This is my third year and loving it every day.
What were you doing before being principal?
I was the human resources executive with Olive Crest. And I'm sure we're all familiar with Olive Crest, the fine work that they do with the at-risk youth. Before then, I was with another faith-based school in the city of Anaheim, right around the corner from where we're at, for 12 years.
The pressures of being a principal in this day and age, how has this challenged you primarily not just as a leader in the educational field, but as a Christian and as a leader in the Christian community?
Well, you know, Frank, my schooling as a child was very challenging for me. I stuttered profusely. I was short, still am. And I had a teacher in the seventh grade take an interest in me, and it changed my direction in terms of academics, in terms of my faith. And every day, that's the opportunity that I look for at Covenant, along with our staff. We look for those teachable moments where we can speak into a child's life and change the direction, giving them a scripture to that will impact whatever is going on at home. And that has made a difference. And that's what Covenant's all about. Stopping their day praying for a child who may have lost a cat the night before or whose Nana is sick. We know Jesus at our school comes first.
Bill Fury is principal at Covenant Christian School in Orange. Did I ask you the grade level?
We are preschool through eighth grade.
Which are obviously formidable years. Share with any parent listening right now that may be thinking about making a change. Obviously, times are getting more interesting. Or even the idea, and I love what you said, faith over fear, this idea of change is kind of scary. So share with the listeners right now that may have a bit of concern or fear or in the season by which they're praying to maybe sending their child to Covenant Christian, for example.
Well, I think two things come to mind when you ask that, Frank. And one of them is, we are doing and abiding by what the CDC has set up to be considered a safe school. And I said earlier, we're being referred to by schools, by them, to, hey, call Covenant and see what they're doing, because they're doing it right. So we feel good about that. Second of all, we want those parents to know that are like, man, my child is falling behind on this Zoom learning, this remote learning. We step in and we say, not only can we bring you to grade level and pace with the grade that your child is in, we'll even move them ahead. We are doing phenomenal things with a child in the classroom right now, despite of what's going on all around us. And we pray with the kids. We want the kids to know that, you know what? We've got a God who's bigger than any problem you may see with your human eyes. We are overcomers.
Amen. So, Bill, for those listening right now that may want to find out more about your school, is there an open house? Or is it online? How might they see your wonderful campus?
You know, what I would do is call the school or go to our website. Tours themselves, I do myself. I know there are schools that, hey, they have somebody who just does tours. I love to do the tours. I want to show off our school. Our school is amazing. Our campus, our beautiful campus, our classrooms, our gym. But what's more important is we have a website. So if you don't have time to set up a tour right now and you just want to take a sneak peek, go to our website right now. We have our preview night set up. We have everything going for you to just find out so much about us on our website, covschool.org.
You can obviously go to our site, kkla.com, to see Covenant Christian School and all the wonderful teachings and love that they're sharing with our children. Covenant Christian School is K-8 in Orange, and they are one of many to participate in half-off tuition, and we thank them for that. And Bill Fury, principal at Covenant Christian School, I thank you for what you do and for coming in and for molding so many lives, of which maybe in the future we may not ever realize what you did, but your seventh grade story, I've got one of those too. Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Jerry, come on in. Get on that microphone. Principal Jerry Oka is in studio from South Hills Academy in West Covina. Jerry, it's good to see you. And for the first time, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about South Hills Academy, if you would.
Well, South Hills Academy has been around since 1957, so we've been here for a long time. And we are offering school from preschool, education from preschool up to high school. So if we're blessed, we get to see students, yes, from preschool all the way graduating to high school. And we have actually seen students who have done that, and so it's a blessing for us.
How long have you been the principal at South Hills?
Oh, my goodness. It's only been a year and a half. I actually started as a parent. I have four of my children through South Coast Academy, and I have a grandchild there now. I still have my fifth one. He is a seventh grader, so he's still at South Coast Academy. So I started out as a parent. God called me to be a teacher, which is out of my imagination. So I did. I went to school for teaching, and I taught in preschool, first grade, second grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. And then God had a different plan and called me to be a principal. So here I am. I'm really, you know, I guess dedicated to this school because, you know, it's a vested interest in me because I had my children and now my grandchild in that school. So it means a lot to me.
Do you remember, and it's not a test, but I'm interested. Do you remember the first day with your first child that you went to the school?
Yes, I do.
Tell me
I
about
do.
That.
What happened was I'm going to talk about my third one. My third one was a crier. And so she went to kindergarten, and she cried pretty much the whole school year. And so this is, I think, one of the biggest reasons why I'm attached to this school, because there's this sense of lovingness and just caring attitude and just that motherly instinct that comes through the teachers. And, you know, as soon as I dropped her off, she cried. And there was always somebody who came up to her and comforted her and just hugged her. And just, you know, to me as a mother, that made me feel at ease, you know. You know how mothers are. We worry about these things. And so throughout the day, I could tell that, you know what, someone's caring for her, someone's taking care of her, and someone's with her.
Jerry Oka is the principal at South Hills Academy in West Covina, one of the many schools participating in half-off tuition. Is there anything unique about South Hills that you want to make mention of?
Well, the great news is that we're open. So for our on-campus students, our students are wearing a mask. They're following CDC guidelines. They are staying as much as possible 6 feet apart. We have partitions in our lunch area. And so they are going through the same routine as if it's a regular school day. And then this is the same thing for our online school students as well. They're following the same schedules. You know, they are in class for an hour every class. They're having a break, and it's the same routine as if they're in school. We have specialty teachers. So you have a special teacher for English, for math, for science, for history. And so all of these teachers are being able to concentrate on their subject area. So they are able to just, you know, deliver material and instruction that is specialized for their subject. So that's, I think, is very special because I don't think I've heard of any schools doing that.
This is a question I ask all the principals. Obviously, if somebody's right now and they're in and around the West Covina area and may want to find out more about South Hills Academy, you provide tours or open house, or if right. they want to check out the campus, obviously they contact you, correct?
Exactly, yes. If you please come and check out our school, check out our facility, and meet our wonderful teachers and also our students, just call our number and make an appointment for a tour, and we'll show you what we have.
Come meet the wonderful teachers and the wonderful principal.
Exactly. Thank you.
Jerry Oka is principal of South Hills Academy in West Covina. If you want to find out more about South Hills, as is the case with all of the schools, just go to kkla.com. All the information is on our website under the half-off tuition program. Jerry, thank you for what you do. Thank you for coming in, and we pray for a wonderful year at South Hills.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
You too. And for those of you that would like to call right now, we do have people standing by taking your calls at 888-321-2469, 888-321-2469. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. We are honoring those that are heroes in our community, those that are in positions of being principals or school teachers, and they are here to bless you, literally, with this day that we call half-off tuition day. We have operators standing by, waiting to take your calls, answering any questions you may have. And also, just go to our website, kkla.com, click on the big half-off tuition banner for a full listing of all the schools in our communities that are participating in half-off tuition. We are here to bless you. Answer any questions at 888-321-2469. Trent Lewis is the executive director for Lakewood Christian School. Trent, thank you for coming in studio. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Would you share a little bit about Lakewood Christian?
Yeah, Lakewood Christian is a school in Long Beach, California. We've been there for 40 years doing Christian education, Christ-centered education, where kids can get to know Jesus. They can get a great, solid academic education. We're really passionate about fostering leadership and creativity. So it's a great school.
And it's preschool through eighth grade.
That's right, preschool through eighth grade. So we have distinct preschool, elementary school, and middle school. It's a great place.
How long have you been at Lakewood Christian?
I've personally been at Lakewood Christian for 12 years. And the school has great principals, a experienced elementary school, middle school principal. But I've been a part of the church as a pastor. And so it's a ministry of a church called Arbor Road Church.
12 years ago when you began, I'm assuming, in the pastoral role.
Yeah.
Talk about then till now and kind of the evolvement of Lakewood Christian and also your interaction and your experience.
Yeah, I actually started as the middle school pastor. So I had a lot of interface with our school, and I have seen so much change in middle school students in what they're experiencing outside of school. And so watching Lakewood Christian adapt to those needs, creating this safe place where middle schoolers can cut their teeth, learn in a safe environment that's not as intimidating as a 1,000-person school, and not as simple as just me jumping from homeschool thing to homeschool thing, but really offering a great on-campus experience. It's been really cool to see the school pivot in the last 12 years and grow to embrace students where they're at today. We've added technology. Every kid in middle school has a Chromebook, but they also have paper books. So we're the kind of school that says it's both and, not either or, because we want to be sure that we're putting the right tools in their hand, but not relying only on technology. And I feel like we're feeling that more today than ever before.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Trent Lewis is with Lakewood Christian. He's the executive director. So as a pastor, Trent, and everything that's going on in Christian education and the things that are going on with the challenges of culture, anything you want to share about what's been interesting for you? And also, obviously, we're here and you're here to talk about Lakewood Christian.
Yeah. It, of course, has been a challenging time for Christian education, no doubt. But it's also been a time where the Lord has been faithful. Every time his church faces a challenging time, he's faithful. And so we're continuing to see kids love and know Jesus. We're having kids come to know Christ for the first time on campus. It's an amazing time, even when it's hard and painful. So I just can't help to think back to church history in times where the church has been challenged, but God has shown himself faithful. We're in a grind, but we're partnering with parents. Parents are coming to our school even now and saying, we just feel loved here. There's something distinct. There's something special about this. We attribute that to great teachers, great principles, and ultimately the hope that's found in Jesus Christ. We have no limitations in how we can talk about that. We can give kids a clear picture of hope in Jesus. And so it's tough, but God is faithful, and the kids are doing great.
As we honestly exchange the difficulties and the challenge of this time, anything you want to share about, and we don't know what is to come in the future, but anything along the lines of the hopefulness of 2021, and as you look at Lakewood Christian and what may be happening all across your campus and what God's doing.
Yeah, I think that as Christian education has this opportunity in this moment, private education has this opportunity in this moment to provide a place where parents can choose, this is what I want my kids to experience. We're going to see more people come in. We're going to see people that don't even have a relationship with Jesus come in, send their kids here, and they're going to hear about Jesus. Grandparents saying, we want to help your family get your kids on campus. Let's get them there. And we're going to see kids come to know Jesus. There are so many stories. That's the gift I have as both a pastor and on the education side. You see families start at the Christian school and then come be a part of our great church called Arbor Road.
Anything you want to share about your church?
Arbor Road Church is a 70-year-old church. It's a church with legacy, and yet we have turned the corner. We were big back in the day. Dr. Bohr was on the radio. We were humming. And then things got tough in the 90s. When churches were growing, we were hurting, and we shrunk down from thousands and thousands to a couple hundred. And in the last 10 years since I've been there, we got a new senior pastor who actually grew up there. We've gotten to turn the corner. We're seeing an old church just revived, new, fresh life. And so we're not the kind of church that just segments one group and says, this is who we're focused on. We're an intergenerational church. And that fits perfectly with the school because as our whole family in Southern California is involved in education, we know that more now during the pandemic than ever, you get a church where the whole family can come and be connected together. It's a great church. I love serving there. I would go there if I wasn't a pastor.
Amen. Trent Lewis is executive director of Lakewood Christian School in the Long Beach area, one of the many that are participating in half-off tuition. Trent, it's been a blessing to have you in studio. Thank you for being a pastor. Thank you for being a leader in the Christian schools that we are so gratefully challenged by. But thank you for speaking so well of all that we face right now. And you, you're definitely a hero to many. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Your ministry is so essential. I know the role KKLA played in my life and the role that just talking and thinking biblically has played. I can't thank you enough. It's an honor to be here.
All right. God bless you, brother. Thank you, Trent. Trent, move over. We have somebody else in studio. Excuse me, sir. Are you a principal?
Hey, don't kick Trent out so quickly.
David James is here. We've got a few minutes. I wanted to get David in here and share a little of his perspective on half off, not only from a parent standpoint, but you've been an integral part of this every year when we do half off tuition as well.
You know, your son is in Christian school. My kids were in Christian school. There's a reason for that. My mom and dad invested in my life. And I've always said that I've had to apologize to Mr. Diffenderfer and Miss Roberts and Mr. Kevin and Mr. Mel because, you know, you fast track later on in life and you go, oh, that's why.
Yeah. The moment of the epiphanous wake up where, oh, now I understand. Mr. Biffenberger? What did you say?
Diffenderfer.
Okay, well.
Yeah, Bible.
That was close.
Bible. Mr. Diff. And so, yeah, I mean, and they brought back, when I think back, on Dublin Christian Academy, Dublin, New Hampshire, if anybody wants to Google that, it's a Christian school that's been around. It's a former dairy farm. And the thing about it is it's a boarding school and a town student school. So you could do – I was a town student. And so days like this in winter, 20 inches of snow falling, we couldn't get up and down Temple Mountain. So parents, you've been doing the long-distance learning thing. There was no internet, you know, no World Wide Web then. So it was, okay, got to get on the phone, call them. And the teachers would take the time – to let you know what needed to happen, where you need to be, have some mercy, have some grace, but say, hey, get this done for when you get back up the hill, get back to school. And those are the kinds of little things you don't get in other kinds of education. But in Christian education,
for sure,
that's the one-on-one stuff. So this is why it's so one of the reasons why it's so valuable.
The number to call, 888-321-2469. And by the way, if you don't call before we sign off on the program, you can call and leave a message. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. We got a minute, Dave. Talk, if you can, anything on your heart. I mean, I can ask you questions, but we've done this so many times before. There are people listening right now that are thinking about sending their son or daughter to a private Christian school.
Look, if you're not happy, the way I say it and see it, if you're not happy at all, maybe just a smidgen of, like, I'm just not happy with what – why not? Why not? Half-price tuition, Christian school, you're saving yourself, a money, but that savings is going to be in a legacy formation for your child to experience things they may have never experienced in the school that they're in now. So I always say, look, if you're not happy, if you are happy, you're blessed as a mom and dad. But if you are just remotely just, I just got something in the back of my craw. I just don't like this. I don't like the kind of the worldview stuff. I don't like what's happening. Half price tuition, Christian school near you. And the Christian schools, you just heard them. Oh, my goodness. All the principals just have a heart of gold to impact for your son and daughter. 888-321-2469, 888-321-2469. Half price tuition banner at KKLA.com.
Thanks for popping. It's always good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for being you, Frank.
Dave, I'm speechless. I'm supposed to sign off. How do I respond to that? That's so sweet.
There's people that want to call you and just tell you, Frank,
yeah,
you're the best.
Oh, yeah.
In
that's
Jesus
my
name.
Listeners these days. All right. 888-321-2469. Call us. Let us know how we can bless you for half-off tuition.
Yes.
This is the Frank Sontag Show.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.